It's a Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. An exhibit at Pittsburgh Filmmakers explores our fascination with ghost signs. Coming up, we'll speak with the artists responsible for the exhibit. But first, Pittsburgh City Paper editor Chris Potter has an appreciation for these remnants of the city's past.
Pittsburghers, the legend goes, are the type of people who give directions based on where the Isleys used to be. Maybe that's why we cling to the city's peeling ghost signs, those fading, painted advertisements for businesses that are no longer here. Where else, after all, would you see an exhibit like Palimpsest, a documentary project by Will Zavala and Kelly Bogle on display through May 16th at Pittsburgh Filmmakers? A palimpsest is a page on which the early text is overwritten, obscured but not obliterated by a later one. That makes it a perfect title for a ghost sign exhibit, and maybe for the city itself. Pittsburgh is its own palimpsest, a place that clings to old stories while writing new ones. Glimpses of the past can be found in the back alleys and second floor windows of the present, in the process making a small town seem larger, more mysterious. Skyscrapers extend a city up into space, but the ghost signs in their shadows extend it back in time. Often, however, a ghost sign is the only memorial a business might leave. Despite having one of the most visible signs in Pittsburgh, for example, the Strip District's Wolf Publishing barely leaves a trace. But even the obscure signs haunt us, sometimes more than the corporate brands which once loomed so much larger. Jones & Laughlin, Gulf Oil, Rockwell International, they were once as central to Pittsburgh's identity as they were to its industry. But today, their mark is on the city's landscape is less visible than, say, Blake's Garage or Fiore's Home Dressed Meats. Ghost signs are tattooed directly onto the walls that are the city's skin. The corporate logo that is hoisted atop a skyscraper, meanwhile, can be taken down just as easily. For the rest of us, meanwhile, the ghost sign confers the promise of a kind of fugitive immortality. Whatever else they advertise, they remind us that in Pittsburgh, anyone can leave a lasting trace, even without intending to.
Chris Potter is the editor of the Pittsburgh City Paper. The ghost signs of Pittsburgh are a reminder of the city's past, and they can be found, as you heard, on buildings throughout the region. Our guests, Kelly Bogle and Will Zavala, celebrate the palimpsests of Pittsburgh in the exhibit currently on display at the Pittsburgh Filmmakers Gallery space. Kelly Bogle is the photographer. Kelly, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks, Paul.
And Will Zavala is the associate professor at Pittsburgh Filmmakers who oversees the project. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Paul.
So, Kelly, where did you first get the idea to photograph these signs? We've seen them around, but I don't know of anybody who's taken the time to capture them on film. What inspired you to do that?
Well, the initial idea actually started with Will, so I'll let him talk about that. But it fits my style of photography really well. I like to shoot urban decay and urban landscape scenes, and I love the architecture of Pittsburgh. But Will approached me with the idea in early 2012.
Well, and this may be, as Kelly just described, urban decay, but it's also something that is aging gracefully because we like these things. We like to see these signs, don't we?
Yeah, and I always wondered, you know, why do we like these so much?
And why do we? Why do you think that is?
I think it's because they're a mystery. They're a mystery because their literal meaning is sometimes a puzzle, like they're advertising products for the most part that don't even exist anymore for companies that aren't around, even though they must have been household names at the time.
Right. There are some things that we recognize. There's Dad's Root Beer and there's Gold Medal Flower, among the photographs that are in the exhibit. What are some of the things that aren't around anymore that might leave people scratching their heads? Kelly?
There's plenty that aren't around anymore. One of my favorites, Valley Dairy. I don't think it's still in business. I know that there is another Valley Dairy. But my grandfather told me he remembers it, and he grew up in Allegheny City, and we shot that sign in Manchester. But that's one that I don't think is around anymore.
We found three different signs for different companies that advertise biscuits. And I think there was a brisk business in biscuits at the time in the early part of last century.
And the whole idea behind the biscuits was what? I've heard that it helps your digestion, and that's why people used to eat them.
Right, right. Uh-huh. Well, it was a processed food, and that in itself was in the early part of last century was, you know, becoming a novel thing, you know, less work in the kitchen.
Yeah, imagine that. It's sort of now the opposite today. So there are some history lessons that these signs teach us. What are some of the things that you learned from taking these photographs, Kelly?
I think the main thing that I learned and something I'm interested in is these signs are kind of works of art in themselves. And aside from what they're advertising, it's a process that's now dying. Like, there's not very many hand painting people that make go signs anymore. There's a lot of vinyl cut billboards that we see now. So that's the main thing that I took away, aside from what they may be advertising, that it's just not a process that's popular as much now with media and advertising.
What's interesting, and this thought just occurred to me, is that there a lot of signs are now electric. You know, they're programmed, there's a computer program that puts those signs up, and they change. And then, you know, after they've run their course, they disappear. The interesting thing is that these signs, they're still around. You know, the technology is simple, but they are the ones that last. Kelly, did you notice anything about the signs after photographing them that you didn't notice while taking the pictures?
Yeah, there were a lot of things that would show up when I was processing the film or going to edit on the computer that I didn't see while I was shooting the sign. So there's one in particular called Ryack's Ice Cream. It's in Wilkinsburg. And I didn't notice this until I was actually editing and printing the photograph that underneath the sign, it looks like there's an advertisement for Coca-Cola. So that was really interesting to me. I spent quite some time shooting it, standing there processing the film, and I didn't notice that until I actually printed the photograph.
What are some of the things that you had to do in order to photograph these signs, some of the challenges you had to overcome in terms of, particularly with the ones that are really faded, trying to find the right exposure, the right light, that kind of thing, in order to capture the image?
Yeah, there's a lot of technical aspects that went into it. I think the main challenge was making sure that the final print would be would match the integrity of the original architecture. So keeping the line straight, not getting distortion with the type of lenses I was using. So I used a view camera to shoot them, which was really helpful in that regard because it reserves the integrity of the original architecture. It has different movements that you can do to keep the distortion out of the image.
We're talking with Kelly Bogle. She's photographer of the Ghost Sign exhibit, which you can check out at Pittsburgh Filmmakers in their gallery space. It is on display. Also with us is Will Zavala, associate professor at Pittsburgh Filmmakers, who has overseen this project. Will, are there exhibits like this in other parts of the country?
There are collections of photographs where people have documented ghost signs. Some of them are specific to the city, like in New York, in Seattle. I know they've done this, and some of them where people have just traveled around a lot in the Midwest because there's a lot of masonry, you know, basically, you know, blank spaces to put the signs. And also in other countries too, like London in particular. Our interest was to preserve photographically those that we found here.
Sure. And Kelly, were the photos that you took, were they taken at specific times of the day just to get the best light?
Yeah, a lot of them we would have to scout the location and figure out which direction that face of the building was oriented so that we could go back at a time when it wasn't really harsh sunlight. So the direction that the building was facing was important. I love to shoot early in the morning and late in the afternoon. As do many photographers, the light's a little bit softer. It's a little bit more golden. Harsh midday light isn't especially great, but in some cases we had to just shoot what we got the first time, like with the Dad's Root Beer sign. It was a pretty harsh lighting situation. I went back for a reshoot months later and the building had been demolished, so we couldn't get a second shot on that one, but the first one turned out okay.
Yeah, so I saw it yesterday and you know, brought back memories of Dad's Root Beer. And some of those signs were located pretty high on those buildings. So what did you do to capture? I mean, did you have to, I don't know, find a crane or something to get up there?
Yeah, in some cases I would shoot from like a second story window of a different building. Again, with the view camera, it has a movement called rise and fall where you can move the standards in such a way that you can gain height without actually tilting the camera upwards, which gives you keystoning. But yeah, in many cases we had to find a location to shoot from that was optimal to get the height or whatever for each sign.
Well, it is really a fascinating exhibit, and anybody who loves, you know, seeing those images on buildings, and they're everywhere in Pittsburgh, you will enjoy this exhibit. Kelly Bogle, who went all around the city to photograph these images, supervised by Will Zavala, who is associate professor at Pittsburgh Filmmakers, and it is in their gallery space that you can celebrate the ghost signs of Pittsburgh. Kelly Bogle, Will Zavala, thank you both for being with us here on Essential Pittsburgh. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much. It's been great.
Enjoyed it. Thanks.
And thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now and have a great weekend.